Gary, from a pulpit perspective, what must the pulpits of America do to kind of right this skewed ship and help get the balance back between appropriate words and actions?
It's a very good question, Dave. Certainly, our words and our actions should always go together. We don't want to be hypocritical. We don't want to say one thing and do another. As Isaac made a reference, you know, some parents tell their children, and I've heard them tell their children, in essence, do as I say, not as I do. And that's very, very bad. But from the perspective of the pulpit, there are two passages of scripture that come to my mind, and both are in the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 15 says, "But speak the truth in love." You know, we are never, ever, ever to fail to speak the truth. We must always put forth the truth as it is taught to us in the Word of God. You know, God is the Father, is the author of truth. Jesus Christ is truth. God's truth is found in the Word of God. And when we talk to others, whether it's over the pulpit or person to person or even just over the air like we're doing it right now, David, we need to make sure that our speech is true, but according to love, which means we are not going to speak to destroy people, but rather we are going to speak to edify, to build up, to encourage people. And of course, you know, we could dig into that too, because in Ephesians 4:29, it says, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers." And so we ought to speak the truth in love so that we can speak to build up people, not to destroy them. But then, you know, as pastors, those of us who are in the public preaching the Word of God, I want to encourage people to pray for them. In Ephesians chapter 6, it was the Apostle Paul who said this in verses 18 and 19, "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplications for the saints." And then he says in verse 19, "And for me," Paul as a preacher, "that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel." One other place, Paul says, "that I may speak as I ought to speak." I think that Christians now, particularly in their churches, must pray that their pastor will be able to speak boldly as he ought to speak, but also proclaiming the truth in love. God will take that and use that for his honor and glory. And that should be something that every one of us could apply to our lives.
Well, Gary, incredibly well said. And Paul also said to the Galatians, "Am I your enemy because I tell you the truth?" And of course, he was not. The greatest, most loving act sometimes a person can commit is tell someone truth that may even temporarily hurt them.